We're Kevin and Courtney Gilroy, best friends turned married parents and entrepreneurs who know that health is the first wealth, and that while parenthood is the most important job we'll ever have, it's not the only job we'll ever have.
Join us and other health-conscious parents as we grow our empires while growing our families in the healthiest ways possible for both.
Family life and entrepreneurship aren't mutually exclusive. We're going to have the conversations that help you prioritize, plan, and profit in your organic family.
This is the Organic Family CEO Podcast.
Welcome back, Organic Family CEOs. This is Courtney going solo out webinars, which are live or pre-recorded videos that share a teachable topic to your online audience. And typically, those videos will end with a call to action. Those calls to action invite your ideal audience to do exactly that, take action towards something that's beneficial for the both of you. Now, your call to action could be any number of things. It could be to opt into a paid offer like a coaching program, an online course, a membership, an ebook. You could invite people to participate in or host events related to your business mission. You could invite people to try your products by way of free samples, or to connect with you on a more personal level in some way, like to have a coffee chat or something. Depending on your ideal client experience, you can use webinars effectively to rally your audience into taking meaningful action. And today, I want to talk about why webinars are such an essential part of a meaningful online-based business, especially for parent entrepreneurs. Now, you know we rarely ever say should, but we deeply believe that any parent entrepreneur with an online-based business, regardless of their industry or stage of business, should do webinars for their audience. So I can't stress this importance enough. And I want to set us up with this. Think about what would be the most memorable to you if your favorite band gave you a free iTunes download of their album, or if your favorite band held a private listening party for you and a few friends where they played a few songs and told some off-the-cuff stories too. To us, this is the difference between writing a great social media caption or an email versus setting up an intentional webinar. And to boot, webinars can be replayed over and over again. Imagine if, as an audience member, you got to relive the private listening party all over again. It's one thing to write an epic Instagram caption or a blog post or to draft that juicy email newsletter, but it's entirely more impressive and memorable if you can turn that information into a 30 to 45 minute online webinar. And it's entirely more supportive of your time autonomy when you set your webinar to run on autopilot for you as a parent entrepreneur. Imagine if you were the band that didn't have to play that private party again and again, but you could reap the rewards of it. So let's be clear, it does take a bit of work to put together that effective webinar, but done well, this could be the secret sauce for the sales and support you've been missing in your online business. So today, we're sharing why using simple webinars can attract leads and how it can make you a more effective team leader on autopilot. So here we go. We say that webinars are the single most effective way to get your all-important mission, message, and money-making value in front of your ideal client audience. Now, when you're a parent entrepreneur, you're trying to implement 10,000 strategies at once, probably while cooking dinner. You're peeking at what your peers are doing on social media and then suffering from comparisonitis. Hey, no judgment, we all do it. You're panicking on what the heck to work on next when you finally get that clear work block, that moment to concentrate on your business without the mom, 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 dad, dad, dads. And the battle with interruptions and overwhelm and the analysis paralysis, gosh, is it real? And that's why when parent entrepreneurs come to us looking for structure in their otherwise motivated yet chaotic day-to-day, we encourage them to put everything else aside for a moment and just start doing webinars. This applies just as much to seasoned parent CEOs with already profitable and scaling businesses as it does the new business startups. There is always more opportunity for growing your revenue and your audience while maximizing the use of your precious time. Here's what we know for sure. If you were to tally up all of the one-to-one organic reach outs you do to get leads and make sales in your business, whether that's through you directly or maybe a team member you're coaching, you would likely far surpass the amount of time it takes to create an effective evergreen webinar. Essentially, it's your own sales or training video. And that could then run on autopilot for you the next month, and then the next month, and then the next month after that, happily ever after the end. Can you imagine what you could do with that reclaimed time? You could follow up more intentionally with the hot leads who watch the webinar. There's ways to track that. You could focus your energy and effort in a more effective way when you do sit down to work. You could double down on hosting more in-person events or other ways of meeting potential leads simply because you love a particular interaction style, paying less attention to those numbers results you'll get and more attention to the enjoyment in the process. It's nice sometimes and it's allowed. You could connect with your partner or your children, or gosh, both, giving them the best of your attention without pouncing to answer notifications or replies right away and trying to maintain that ever fleeting attention of a prospective lead in your inbox. You could free up your schedule for more self-care, volunteering, cleaning the house, not cleaning the house, lunch with friends, or literally kicking your feet up on the couch while the kids nap and doing nothing else just because you can. You could pour into your current team and clients who are already supporting your business well, reciprocating resources and encouragement that gives you an even better return on investment. I mean, the possibilities are endless. We've personally gotten incredible results from webinars, growing our business and audience in ways that we had never even initially considered before, like earning our business thousands of dollars within a matter of hours of implementing, building relationships with people that we highly value and respect, connecting us with the ideal clients who now make up our intentional parent entrepreneur community, setting us apart as an authority in passive income parenthood because we've been able to teach our strategies to thousands of people. Honestly, what single business strategy would allow us to do all of that? Webinars, that's what. And these results are consistently available to parent entrepreneurs who implement an effective webinar strategy too. Webinars can help you earn more money in less time. The bottom line is this: when you use webinars consistently, your business will make sales and grow your revenue. And yes, there is a clear framework for a successful webinar that will generate a lot of sales. But once you have that, there is limitless potential for profit. Webinars have helped us earn tens of thousands of dollars per month. This is a core part of our online business model and what we teach to other parent entrepreneurs because it just plain works. Next, webinars can help you build relationships with people who you highly value and respect. Webinars don't always have to be so official and professional. Jumping on a Facebook or Instagram Live or pre-recording a teaching video with someone who has a similar target audience to you, it can be such a fun way to expand your reach and build relationships with the people you highly value and respect. I'm going to jump in with a personal share. One of my favorite webinar experiences was actually my first Facebook IG Live that I ever did with an organic CBD oil for pets. I had won the products in a giveaway. I tried the products and I gave an honest review. Our pups had seen great results. They loved taking it. And the owner reached out to me to say, thank you so much for the generosity. And I offered to be available for more testimonials or whatever would be helpful because I believed in the product. And the owner took me up on that offer, asking if I would ever consider going live on Instagram with him. And I was terrified. I felt so unqualified and so unprepared to go live, especially in this foreign territory of someone else's company. But I said yes. And we had so much fun doing the live. And the results of that joint effort were so great for us both in growing our audience. But even more importantly, we solidified a business connection between the two of us that yields continued benefits for both of us, ones that we never saw coming. It turned out this business owner was great friends with someone who ultimately became my business mentor. Both of them up-leveled my inner entrepreneur circle. I had been craving a group of people up-leveling, and they brought me into that. And he went on to start a second business in a different market, one that I happen to have thousands of ideal customer leads in. The natural sharing and reciprocity that happened there and happens often with these webinar-based connections, it's unreal. And it's often unlike anything you could expect initially. Now, this is all because as an everyday consumer, I gave an honest compliment. I was no one special with any sort of unique credibility at the time. I mean, I essentially gave my dogs weed. Like, that was it. But my network has expanded from simple relationship building like that. And the beauty of it is that on the internet, your network can expand exponentially through a tool like webinars. Webinars, whether live or pre-recorded, can put your organic relationship building on steroids. And as a parent entrepreneur, you need to double down on those efforts that give you exponential growth so that you can be focused on your family and your other priorities elsewhere. Another reason why entrepreneurs need to use webinars in their online-based business, because they help you connect with your ideal clients who turn into actual clients. Think about this. When you're watching someone online and they show their face on Instagram stories, or you see the little live icon lit up next to their name, how much more excited are you to click over and watch what they're sharing? The reality is that there's nothing more personal and connective than seeing someone's face and hearing their voice in an otherwise highly graphic designed online world. Webinars offer a longer stretch of FaceTime engagement to your ideal audience, and it gives them an opportunity to then know you more intimately. And this adds a human element to your brand. You're showcasing your relatable personality and a more complete story to who you really are, and how you can help people through your offers. Ideal audiences are significantly more likely to turn into those ideal purchasing clients when they connect with the heart of the business brand, not just the business itself. So ask yourself, how much more likely am I to invest my personal time and money with someone I've seen and heard over a longer period of time than I am to someone I'm just quickly meeting in a social media ad or a static post? You know the answer to that, right? Webinars expedite your trust building process. When someone feels like they've had more time to connect with you, they are much more likely to want to work with you or to buy from you. And when they work with you or buy from you and benefit from your offers, they're much more likely to then make referrals. And you can imagine the ripple effect that that can have on your marketing, not to mention the cost savings. And the reality is that there's only so much of your personality that you can infuse into a string of IG stories or a reel or a static post on your feed or your blog. Webinars are going to solve that need for deeper connection that makes the transaction in a otherwise distracting and designed online world. So, as if that's not enough, I have one more reason to round it out, and it's this. Webinars can help you demonstrate authority in your niche. One of the reasons that most people shy away from webinars is because they feel unqualified to teach, as though they're not expert enough. But what we've seen in the most successful online entrepreneurs is that you simply need to be more knowledgeable than the people you're teaching. And before anyone ever steps foot into your webinar, you're going to have shared who this webinar is for, to qualify someone as less knowledgeable than you in that particular topic. It's not an insult. You're qualifying them because you'd be wasting both of your time if they stuck around for a training that they wouldn't benefit from. So rest assured that you are expert enough when you're teaching from a place of being one or two steps ahead. You don't need to be quote unquote expert. Plus, as I shared with my story earlier, you can do webinars for other people's audiences, which further adds to your credibility. When other online entrepreneurs choose to share your webinar with their audience who already trusts them, you're getting a public endorsement that you're trustworthy. That speaks volumes about your authority and quite literally amplifies your mission, your message, and that money-making value to your ideal audience. So now we would love to know, are you convinced that webinars are where it's at? What will you create? What questions do you have? Let us know by leaving a rating and review on this episode. And if you're ready to jump right into creating that effective webinar with us, then consider enrolling in our program, Passive Income Parenthood, where we help you build a solid online business funnel that includes webinars that profits while you parent. We would love to see you there. Until next time, thank you so much for listening. This episode might be over, but the conversation is just getting started. When you're ready for more resources on family-centered entrepreneurship, then head on over to organicfamilyceo.com, where you can access our full podcast library, an expansive blog, and free masterclasses where you can connect with us personally. When you do, you help us further our mission to help 1 million parents be home with their families more, living the entrepreneurial life they dream of on their own terms. And remember, if you loved what you heard today, consider leaving a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, along with your Instagram handle, so that more like-minded parent entrepreneurs can find the show, and so that you can be entered to win a free coaching session with Kevin or Courtney. Until next time, Organic Family CEOs, thank you so much for listening.